Furry Pony Lewis Moon here. It's good to finally be back from my hiatus. To those of you who left comments of support, I thank all of you. You have really helped me in my darkest time. I'll be taking another hiatus in September, but hopefully next year I won't take so long of a hiatus. But anyway, to celebrate me coming back, I have a new reading for you. This story is called That's Not What I Said, and it was written by Level Dasher. I do hope you enjoy, as it is going to be a really funny reading. That's Not What I Said, written by Level Dasher. Telephone. Chrysalis laughed again.
No, Twilight. You just said my title is Dusk Glitter. It's important to have just enough emphasis on the proper syllable. A lot of words sound similar, so you need to get it just right.
Twilight groaned and put her head in her hooves. Ugh, I'm never going to get this right! How am I going to be able to talk to the other changelings if I can't speak hemiped? The changeling queen smiled.
Twilight, just the fact that you're trying is enough. Don't worry about it. I can keep interpreting for you when you get to the hive. Besides, a small screw-up will probably make my drones laugh a bit. Everyone can use a good laugh. Pinkie Pie can attest to that.
Twilight shrugged, falling back onto the mattress. I guess. I just wish this wasn't so difficult. Chrysalis patted Twilight's hoof.
It's a lot easier to learn hemiped when it's your first language, sweetie. Give it time. My drones won't think any less of you. They know you're trying.
Twilight sighed, rubbing her temple as she glanced at her mare friend. But how do you know? Chrysalis smirked, cocked a brow, and tapped her skull. Twilight smacked her face with a hoof. Right. Hive mind. Chrysalis chuckled.
Okay. That's enough for now. You need to rest. You've been trying way too hard.
Twilight tried to get up and protest. Chrysalis pushed her back down on the bed and said,
Rest? You clearly need it.
Twilight sighed again. Fine. I guess you're right. I do need a break. Chrysalis nodded.
That's better. I'm going to go out for a walk. I could use the exercise. I must admit, it's nice that everyone in town has gotten used to me being around. I don't need to go out in disguise anymore.
Twilight smiled, still staring at the ceiling. Well, living with the princess part-time does have its perks, Chrissy.
Hey, don't go taking all the credit. The ponies in this town are much more tolerant than the ones in Canterlot. Then again, I did try to invade them. Probably not the best way to make friends.
Oh, hello, Chrysalis. Nice to see you again.
Likewise, Fluttershy.
Chrysalis responded as she came up the path from the castle.
You weren't on your way to see Twilight by chance, were you?
Fluttershy's smile faded.
Actually, yes, I was. Why? Is something wrong?
Chrysalis shrugged.
To a degree. She's been having a little trouble in our lessons lately. She needs to rest, so it will be better if you stop by a little later, if it isn't an urgent matter.
Oh, no, it's not urgent. I'll tell her later. Thank you for letting me know.
Fluttershy said, turning around to head back to her cottage. As she and Chrysalis continued walking in opposite directions, Fluttershy called,
What is it Twilight is having trouble with exactly?
From the distance, Chrysalis called back over her shoulder.
Oh, she's just upset that she hasn't learned to speak hemiped properly.
Continuing her walk back to her cottage, Fluttershy thought,
I didn't know Chrysalis was familiar with floriculture.
I'm glad I caught you, Flutters. We know it's been acting all fun alike. She don't look sick or nothing, but she's acting, well, kinda lazy. That ain't like her.
Are you sure she isn't just tired? She does work with you pretty hard, Applejack.
Fluttershy responded.
pretty sure. And she ain't been lately. That's the problem. The last time I saw her up and about is when Applejack put a hoof to her forehead. I'll bet that filly's been getting Winona wrapped up in her crusading again. Should have thought of that at first. Sorry for bothering you, Flutters.
Oh, it's no trouble, Applejack. Don't worry. Don't apologize for being worried about your pet. I don't know what I'd do if something happened to Angel or any of my other animals,
Fluttershy said. Well, hopefully we'll never need to find that out. If you'll excuse me, I gotta go talk to Twi for a moment before I find out what my sister's been up to lately.
Oh, no, wait. Don't go see Twilight right now.
Fluttershy put up a hoof. Applejack cocked a brow. Why not?
Well, I was going to speak with her too, but I ran into Chrysalis on the way here. She said Twilight needs to rest. It sounds like she's been working really hard in the garden.
Applejack flinched. What? Fluttershy nodded.
Oh yes, Chrysalis said Twilight is upset about her orchids on the castle property. She'll probably feel fine later. Just give her some time. You know how Twilight is about everything being just right. I can't imagine it would be any different with the garden.
Applejack shrugged. Nah, wouldn't surprise me either. I'm telling you, Rares, it's something a filly would get worked up over. She could always ask one of the flower mares to give her a hoof, and they'd probably be happy to oblige, Applejack said, chatting with Rarity as they walked through the market.
Well, yes, but I know the feeling. When you have a vision in your head, you just want it done just right. You usually need to do it yourself. I had the same issue with the boutique's decor, Rarity responded. I hired a decorator when I first moved in, but she just didn't understand me at all. I practically tore the place apart.
Yeah, I get it, but still, Applejack said, Twa's got enough on her plate. Why worry about the garden?
Rarity scoffed. You clearly don't understand the importance of proper decoration, my dear Applejack.
Applejack put a hoof to her head and responded, Let's not get into this again, Rarity. You know my family don't care about that prissy stuff. Rarity huffed.
Well, excuse me for being moi.
Applejack shook her head as she headed back to the farm.
I don't know, Rainbow. Despite what I told Applejack, I do agree. With all the things Twilight needs to worry about, I'm not sure she should be focusing on the flowers if it's causing her stress. Well, I'm with AJ. Twi should plant her nose in a book instead of an actual plant.
Rainbow Dash replied. Rarity rolled her eyes.
That was a horrible pun, Rainbow. But again, I agree. Focusing on something that causes that much stress seems rather childish to me, especially when a number of the mares in town would likely be happy to help. Then again, her vision is her vision. If she wants something done her way, she's the best pony to do the job, Rarity said. I still don't understand her sudden fascination with flowers, though.
She probably saw something in a book. That's usually how everything strange starts out. When it comes to Twi,
Rainbow Dash answered. Rarity nodded.
True. Very true.
Rainbow Dash sighed.
Rarity, when are you gonna let me out of this thing? Can't you find some pony else to be your model Pegasus lines?
Oh, hush. You have the right build for this. Now please stand still.
It's a little loud in here, Dash. I think Chrissy and I are going to head back to the castle and call it a night.
Twilight shouted over the din. After being invited to one of Pinky's because we haven't had one in a while parties, Twilight and Chrysalis had had enough and headed for Sugar Cube Corner's exit. Rainbow Dash found her way to the punch bowl, where Pinky stood happily admiring her latest success.
Hey, Pinky, looks like another hit,
Rainbow shouted.
we? Pinky screamed back. Was there ever any doubt?
Nah, I think it was a little too much for Twi, though. She and Chrysalis headed home. I think she's had a funky day anyway.
Rainbow called over the noise.
Huh? What do you mean?
Pinky asked. At the height of the music, Rainbow Dash shouted, I heard she was acting kind of foolish today. Something about the garden?
Pinky screamed, What was that?
Raising her voice, Rainbow shouted,
I said, I think Twilight's acting like a fool. Over something silly, too.
Pinky's eyes suddenly bulged.
What? And she didn't tell us? I gotta go congratulate her.
As Pinky disappeared in a cloud of smoke, racing up the stairs, then out of the bakery in a flash, Rainbow Dash cocked a brow at the door.
Wait, what?
No, Twilight. We'll continue tomorrow. Let's just get some sleep.
Twilight sighed.
Oh, fine. But first thing in the morning, I want you to help me with those introductions again.
Twilight was cut off at the echo of loud pounding at the front door of the castle.
Who in Equestria is that?
Chrysalis said. The two of them walked to the main hall and approached the door. The second it opened, Pinky bounded inside with a basket.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, congratulations! Why didn't you tell us sooner? How long have you known? How did you do it?
Twilight and Chrysalis glanced at each other as they tried to interpret Pinky's mile-a-minute speech. Twilight finally stuffed a hoof in Pinky's mouth so she could get a word in.
Pinky, what are you talking about?
And what is all this for?
Chrysalis asked, staring at the pink blanket and booties in the basket Pinky brought with her. Pinky grinned and patted Twilight's stomach.
As if you didn't know, Chrissy Wissy. You thought you could keep it a secret like this from me? Auntie Pinky always knows.
Twilight pushed Pinky back and asked,
No, Pinky, seriously, what are you talking about?
She looked at the basket Chrysalis was holding.
That looks a lot like the basket I gave to Cadence at her baby shower. What do you think is going on here?
Pinky's hair deflated and her ears drooped.
Huh? You mean you're not having a fool? Dashie said it was a filly!
As Pinky disappeared in a cloud of smoke, racing up the stairs, then out of the bakery in a flash, Rainbow Dash cocked a brow at the door.
Wait, what?
No, Twilight. We'll continue tomorrow. Let's just get some sleep.
Twilight sighed.
Oh, fine. But first thing in the morning, I want you to help me with those introductions again.
Twilight was cut off at the echo of loud pounding at the front door of the castle.
Who in Equestria is that?
Chrysalis said. The two of them walked to the main hall and approached the door. The second it opened, Pinky bounded inside with a basket.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, congratulations! Why didn't you tell us sooner? How long have you known? How did you do it?
Twilight and Chrysalis glanced at each other as they tried to interpret Pinky's mile-a-minute speech. Twilight finally stuffed a hoof in Pinky's mouth so she could get a word in.
Pinky, what are you talking about?
And what is all this?